I'm Chandrasekhar.
A technical support engineer in customer technical support, Microsoft. In this TFS 2010 work item tracking session, I'm going to cover work item definitions and structure, work item form, creating a new work item type template, and managing work item types. Work item types are made up of the following high level items and a work item type name that must be unique within a team project, like bug, feature, task, requirement, test case, etc. A work item type description is a help text that can be used at runtime when an overview of the work item type in a project is needed. And a work item type consists of fields, which defines the relevant set of fields for the work item type, like work item title, work item description, work item history, etc. And the field definition is global to a team foundation server. Every work item type contains a set of system fields that are required by the work item tracking system, like system.assignItTo, system.title, system.id, etc. And a workflow that defines the set of valid states and legal transitions and what users or groups have permission to perform these transitions. For example, active, resolved, and closed are the states in the work item, and moving from active to resolved is one transition, and resolved to active is another transition. And a set of field rules that define the constraints on fields and field values as the work item moves through its state transition diagram, like required and read-only, copy to, etc. Finally, a form that defines how the relevant fields are displayed and manipulated by the users, which is nothing but how to place your fields in a work item, and which is related to user interface of a work item. This is the work item structure. It comprises of various XML elements like work item type name, global list, fields, workflow, form, and there are few sub tags under workflow, like states and transitions, which defines state of a work item and the respective transitions between them. Work item form. Work item form, which is nothing but a content and placement of UI elements, which is controlled by the form tag or section of the work item definition. And each work item type must have only one form tag, and the whole form is described, including all tabs, fields, and groups. At the top level, there are three elements to the form section. Those are layout, group, and column. And the layout is a parent element which contains all the layout information of the work item type form, and the child element placeholders like groups, columns, and controls on the form. And coming to the group, a group is nothing but child elements that are contained in the same group on the form, and a group is demarcated by a border and an optional label, and adjacent groups stack vertically. Coming to columns, columns keeps all child elements in the same column and splits a form horizontally. Columns must appear in a group, and group elements within columns can be used to create nested groups. By default, columns split a group evenly. There is an optional percent width attribute can be used to change the column width. And this is the layout of the form, and if you see the form tag at the top, and under that you have a layout tag. Under the layout you have a group tag. Under the group you have a column and different column tags. In Now we will see how to create a new WCATM type in DFS 2010. The best practice or the recommended approach is to take a copy of the existing WCATM definition from one of the team projects and then rename that WCATM definition and remove the unnecessary fields which you don't require in the WCATM type. For that, first we will download a process template manager, process template from the process template manager, and we will take a copy of one of the WCATM definitions and we will modify that definition. Let's connect to Team Foundation server and right click on the server name and the default collection and go to Team Project Collection Settings and Process Template Manager, and you could see a window with Microsoft's out of the box process templates. Those are MSF for Agile Software Development version 5.0 and MSF for CMMI Process Improvement version 5.0. Choose any one of the process template and click on the download and locate a folder so that you can download all the contents of the process template under it, and select the folder and click on the select folder, and the process template downloaded. Click on close and navigate to the respective folder where we downloaded the process template. I have located that folder under the documents, and expand that MSF for CMMI process improvement version 5.0 and go to WCATM tracking type definitions, and you could see all the definitions of the process template and take any one of the process template. That means you can copy a process template and save it to the same location and rename that name of the process WCATM type, not process template, name of the WCATM type, and make it to some custom process and you can do modifications from Visual Studio Team Foundation Server Power Tools, or you can edit that WCATM using a notepad. And first we will try to modify the existing WCATM which we took from the one of the WCATM type, and we will modify using it. Okay, now you can see this WCATM type name equal to bug, and we have to rename this to custom process. And click on save and click on close. Okay, now we have renamed the WCATM type to a custom process, and a new WCATM type with name custom process definition was created, and we need to upload this custom process WCATM type to Team Foundation server. Open an administrator command prompt and navigate to the location where you install your Visual Studio 2010 or the Visual Studio 2010 Team Explorer, to the common 7ID directory where your vitadmin tool is located. And we need to run vitadmin import vitd command to import the WCATM type to the Team Foundation server. I have copied this command in a notepad. Let's copy this from here, paste it in the command prompt, and you could see few more switches in this command. One is the process collection which we need to give the URL of the team project collection. Here I have mentioned http://localhost:8080/dfs/default/collection, and I'm running this command from the Team Foundation Server application tower itself. That's why I have mentioned the local host. If you are trying to run this command from any clients, we need to replace that local host with the Team Foundation Server name. And you could see this slash p. This is a team project name. I had given CMMI and the slash f, the location of the VT definition file, that is your custom process.xml. Now hit on enter. And you could see this, the workathon type import has completed. Now go to your Team Explorer and expand the project CMMI. Click on refresh. Right click. You could see this new work item custom process. If you click on it, you can see this custom process that was custom process work item that was newly uploaded to your Team Foundation Server. And also you can import a work item type from Team Foundation Server Power Tools. Go to the tools, process editor, work item types, and choose the import with, and you have to choose the location of the file. That will be the custom process and team project to which you want to import that work item type, and click on OK. And once after that, you could click on refresh and you can see that work item type here. That is under same. I have uploaded the same work item type, that's why it didn't show the new work item. It will just update the existing one. And and you can export the work item types from the existing team browser to the physical machines. You can use the power tools, whether the tools process editor, work item types, and export with and select the team project and the work item type that you want to download or do you want to export to the client machines, and click on OK. Choose the location. I'm selecting it is desktop, and file name should be this, the should be as task, and click on save. Okay, I click. Actually I already have that work item on the desktop, so that's why it's asking to replace. Alright, and include the global list and click on yes. We have few other commands like vitadmin destroy vitd. If you try to run this command, this will destroy all the work items under a team project for a particular work item type. Assume that you have you want to destroy all the work item types, all the work items under the work item type custom process. You have to mention this command as vitadmin destroy vtd collection, and the collection URL, team project, and team project and work item type. And there's no need to mention the file name. And we have to mention the team project custom process, and there is no need to mention this file name. And remember one thing, that this command is not revocable, and if you run this command and you won't get those work items again, that means your work items are not recoverable. Hit on enter. Oh, okay, there is some mistake in this command. We have to use, there is no space between destroy and vtd, and we don't enter. And it will prompt you whether you are sure or you should to destroy these work items, or you want to cancel it. If you select yes, it will destroy all these work items. Work item type was destroyed. We have other commands like vitadmin list with d, which is used to list all the bucket and tiles under a specific team object, and you could s and it takes two switches, and it is a collection. Here's a HTTP colon WAC WAC localhost, or you can mention the server name and the TFS default the collection, that is the name of the collection, and slash p the team product, and you can mention Xyl or CMMI anything, and hit on enter. And you could see this is the work items or under this team product are box, shared steps, task, and test case with a story issue. Similarly, you could see under CMMI this bug, task, issue, change request, race, like this. Now you could see that's the work item type that we created, that is custom process, was not listed here because we destroyed that particular work item type and all the respective work items under it. And if you need any commands help, you can simply type here with admin that list with three. You could see the syntax of the command, and you can use the respective switches and the parameters you can pass to the command switches here. And in this session we went through the work item definition and the structure and the work item form and what are the controls that we can add under that, and how to create a new work item type, and various operations like exporting and importing a work item type and from command prompt, as well as team foundation server power tools. Thank you.